on my arm. I gotta find out.
Look. Look at the floor.
Oh, my God.
It's creeping out. The darkness is... It's creeping out of the room. It's almost like it's leaking.
The darkness had begun to creep out of the room like a rivulet of sweat that runs down your back. The small tentacles of darkness now extended themselves across the floor of the room, reaching out for the two men where they stood.
Shut the door quickly. Shut that door on the thing.
Now let's get out of here. Let's go and call for help and get away from this place.
What about this thing in the corner?
There's nothing you can do for him.
The woman. Stop,
you
woman.
You stop.
The old crone had crept quietly behind him, not making a sound all the while they stood at the door of the closet, staring at the inky mass. And now, as they moved toward the door of the room, she threw open the door of the closet to trap the darkness behind it and unleashed it in the small room.
She's opened the door. Look, get out.
Stand back. I've got my revolver.
I won't do any good. Look, it's coming out. It's gathering around her legs.
It's crawling around her body. I can't work.
The two men stood horror-stricken, fear making their hearts pound. Their throats constricted with dryness and the sour taste of terror filled their mouths as they watched the heavy, black mass undulate out of the closet and snake around the old woman's body. It crept around her waist, with small fingers like vines, shot up to trap her arms to her side. With smoke like ghostliness, it moved round her shoulders and clutched at her head, smothering her insane laughter that greeted this creature of evil. There was silence for a moment. The darkness wreathed itself around the form of the woman, masking all shape, all human configuration in a billowing mass of darkness. And then...
Inside out. It turned her inside out. Come on, man. Get up. Get up. We've got to get out of here. Get up.
The man was overcome by the sight of the old woman's hideous change. He fell to the floor, prostrate with fear.
Can't lift him. He's too heavy. Wake up. Damn it. Wake up. I can't get around here. It's moving closer to us now. I gotta try and lift it. It's got my legs, my feet.
Darkness had crept across the floor of the room, ensnaring the doctor in his struggles to lift his comrade. It reached for his feet and legs, and struggle as he might, he couldn't rid himself of its hold.
Take it loose. Get loose. Let's try for the door. Crawl.
He moved from the form of his fallen companion and tried to struggle to the door. Now there seemed to be some success. He was able to move his legs, and then he knew why. The darkness was preoccupied with his friend. Again, he watched in fascinated terror as the hissing, slithering, bilious mass crept over the prostrate form there on the floor. Again, he watched as the resolution of human form disintegrated before his eyes. All thoughts of escape left his mind as he watched terror-stricken, knowing what was coming. Unable to tear his eyes away, the wraithful black ether that gathered itself in one humping mass. And then... quickly coming to his senses, the doctor summoned his courage from a human reservoir untapped. Save for times like these and made for the door. A tentacle of darkness shot out from the mass, gathered itself around his knees and brought him crashing to the floor.
Got me! Got to get away. Got to get away from it. Smother me. Smother me. Turn me inside out. My legs. My heart. Fight, you fool. Fight. Fight. It's only smoke. It's only smoke. Fight. Fight. Break free. Gotta break free. Gotta get away. Got to. My head.
All right. I can't see. My mouth. It's covering my mouth. Get me. Fight, you fool. Fight. Get away.
surrounds us all. Deep, deep, black, black, inky, darkness. Unfathomable darkness that absorbs you like a shroud. It clothes you like fine cloth, clinging to you, resolving itself to human form, taking you to its bosom. Friendly darkness. Hissing, creeping, tentacles, darkness.